Hi, my name is Daniel Wee, and as Senior Pastor of Church of the Savior, I'd like to invite you to join me now in listening and learning from God's Word.
Hi, I'm Ito, and this is Jen. We are from Tribe Cornerstone. And today we're going to share about like our experience during Time of the Tribes. And so for me personally, I think TOTT has been a great opportunity and a great platform for us to, like, you know, break the structure and then have an entirely new environment and opportunity to serve in a different way and to get to know each, like, entirely new bunch of people and the dynamics. So I think it's been quite heartening and inspiring to see, like, all of you coming out of your comfort zone and some of you being available to serve and some like taking up new roles, not because you're asked to, but because you took the initiative to like serve God in this new role. So some of the moments, there were moments in TOTT that I, that inspired me. Like, you know, when we were volunteering to take up different roles, for those people who did work, like it's, I'm not one of the more intense roles in the clan lah, but then we had people like Crystal who volunteered because you said you'd never done it before and you wanted to try. And you know, sometimes when in a group setting when one person has already taken the like the more intense role, everybody else will just be like, okay, at least I don't have to do it. But then we had Sarah from the same clan who just right after that and said like, oh, I don't mind trying that too. So, you know, those moments and even when you guys, like, took care of your tribe members, your clan members, and, like, Wei Jie, even your presence is a gift to the people around you. And your presence and some of you, like, breaking the ice, trying to talk to people whom you have never really met or didn't really know beforehand. So I think all those small gestures of vulnerability and love, like really they were inspiring to other people around you, even when you were not aware of it. Yeah.
Hi. Okay. For me, through the weeks of hanging out with the different clans, I see a lot of different ones giving excellence to what they do. So like the younger ones, their notes for preparing materials, right, for work, it's actually filled with like arrows, highlighter, underline, everywhere. And it really shows like how much they spend time to prepare and come for sale. And even for icebreakers, we even had a member who created his own card games and drew a deck of cards on his own. And that itself came like very surprising and very shocking for me. And for the older ones who did work, they came with a heart of wanting to really impart what God has done in their lives. And to share with the younger ones like how God has been real. And for the clan, whose clan leaders were not able to make it for their outreach today, the older ones, or like every one of them, actually gathered to make it happen as well, even without the clan leaders. So that itself, the ownership, the excellence in what they do, has really inspired me. So, and I think also through all this, I see a lot of growth. And seeing how the members serve one another and love one another. And I want to thank God for the good partnerships between the clan leaders as well, because we have people who clan merge, and some of them actually serve two together. And by being with them and seeing how they actually complement one another, serve one another to really glorify God. And lastly, hoping that our tribe would learn to come to know that God is the one enabling whatever that you're doing and whatever you're serving, which is part of our tribe's verse of God being our cornerstone. Yeah, that's all.
Hi, I'm Vera, and you are?
Abigail.
Okay, yeah, and we are from the Heartlanders tribe. Okay, thank you. Okay, and we lead the Heartlanders tribe, and for us as a tribe, like Evie and I really wanted to built a culture of being a family. That's the next slide. Yeah. That's the next slide. Yeah. Okay. Being a family. And next, we want to grow together in Christ. And also to have a church without walls. Yeah. And most importantly, that no one gets left behind. Yeah. And throughout the 4 weeks of TOTT, we felt that the Heartlanders tribe really exemplified what our vision for this tribe lah. Yeah. So for the 4 weeks, Abby and I visited 3 clans each. Yeah, and we both felt really blessed from this visit. So we are just gonna share what we felt about each clan. Yeah. So the first one is the Lepak Wang Corner Cell clan, sorry. Yeah. And yeah, that's really their name. Yeah, and they are led by Eunice. Yeah, and I felt very blessed because everyone was so serious about clan meeting, and they were committed to the roles that they were allocated in. Yeah, and special mention to Gabriel from Hannah Ng Cell, I think. Yeah, who led Word. I really could see the effort that he put into it lah. Yeah, and that felt like family because they were willing to put in the extra effort to for each other to learn about God. Yeah, and I felt very encouraged by that. Yeah, and other than that, I got to know a lot about robotics because their cell was made, a lot of voice lah. Okay. Yeah, so the next cell is the Last Warning clan. Yeah, their names are really funny. Yeah, and this was led by Estella and Keith. And this group was very interesting because all of them were really, really different. But after interacting with them, I realized that without each one of them, it wouldn't be the same. And yeah, this reminded me not to take for granted my own cell, or for that matter, anyone in the youth ministry lah. Because regardless of whether we are quiet or soft-spoken, I was reminded never to leave anyone behind and let them drift away lah. Yeah, and you know that feeling where everyone comes back and is accounted for as a family? Yeah, that's family, and that's what I got from that clan. Yeah, and special mention to Joy and Caitlin, yeah, who were the outreach ICs in our tribe. Yeah, so they were the first ones, even though they were the youngest, to give ideas for outreach. And they said let's bake cookies. Yeah, but then Abby said cannot, cause not clean. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so yeah, and Clan and Estella and Keith. Yeah, Estella was super enthusiastic and Keith very smart. Yeah, okay, next. Okay. Yeah, and the next one is the Noir Clan. Yeah, led by Gideon and Jesse. Yeah, and they sound really lazy, but I assure you that they are not. Yeah, and in this clan, I felt very rested because everyone was really comfortable in their own skin and there was no pretense, no mask, and I felt like I could be myself in this group lah. And what I learned is that just God embraces and accepts us just as we are, they were like that to me lah. Yeah, and I felt that it was a very safe shelter in their clan. Yep.
Okay. the first clan is, yeah, their name is Win Liao Lo. Yeah, and the next slide. Oh, next one. Yeah. Yeah, so their clan leader is Ryan. Yeah, and every week he will tell us about how good his clan bakes. And then he always tell us hey, must try. Yeah, so by seeing last week, they really put in a lot of effort to do the potluck thing. Yeah, and I realized that they make pastries lah, so it's quite cool. Yeah, and so that really showed me how he notices people's strengths, and that's really good lah. Yeah, press. Yeah. next slide. Yeah, so their clan taught me about how they will never leave people alone. And yeah, when I visited their clan, it was very lively. Yeah, there was no moments of silence because they always share with each other, which is good. And no one was left out of their conversations. Yeah, so that's what I saw. Yeah, and next slide. Sorry. Yeah, okay, next slide. Next one is Asio. Yeah, and their clan leader is Ned. Yeah, and that's the next slide. Yeah, so we saw how she grew. Yeah, we saw how she grew her strengths. Like throughout the whole TOTD period, she'll be the one gathering our clan, gathering our tribe together, which both of us may not be doing it. And I saw like how she grew in her faith of herself lah, and in herself. So yeah, that's really something that I saw, even though I know her like so many years. Yeah, so it's quite cool. Yeah, and the result of her leading the clan is, yeah, like week in, week out, I always see like their clan chat, like it's always filled with like people asking for like prayer requests, people asking whether do you need help or not. And I think that they always support each other through like school, work, and even army. Yeah, so that's their clan. Yeah, and the next one is Steady Bone Pee-Pee. Yeah, but they were not steady enough to take a picture. But that's okay. Yeah, and they're led by John and Claire. I'm still very amazed by the combo, like John and Claire. Yeah, and John always looked like he's very carefree. But I think that he constantly looks out for ways to engage his clan members. And Claire, like, I really appreciate her time and effort, even though like she's having O's. Yeah, and the both of them are always like preparing ahead of clan. Yeah, so their clan members, right, they always ask like good questions about word, which I think is very good for growth. Oh, that's the next one, I think. Yeah. And the older ones are always like stepping up and to lead the whole clan. Yeah, but they always talk about soccer, but that's okay. Yeah, and I think they are all like almost all like fans of Chelsea. But yes. But they are a very teachable clan, so I think that's something that we really appreciate. Yeah, so next. Yes, that's our tribe photo. Heartlanders. Yeah, so like both of us really saw like how they are like we are all like one family, which is something that we are very thankful for. Next slide. Yeah, and we are very thankful to see like so many people who are willing to rise up. And also our tribe dinners. Yeah, let's have one more later. Yeah, which is what we both of us enjoy a lot. Yeah, and the next slide. Yes, so we fought with all that we had, and next. Yeah, so like our journey does not end here lah, and updates will always be in progress. Yeah, so it was a pleasure running with you guys.
Hi everybody, my name is Valerie, along with David Tan, who is not here today, we represent tribe leaders for University Tribe over there. Okay, and because he's not here, Lydia has volunteered to represent David, so she will read his portion later. Okay, hi. Okay, so I don't have slides, sorry about that, but my words are heartfelt, yeah. Okay, I'll just start. Yeah, I thank God for being able to witness people partnering together. Especially having to work together with the clan leaders along with David. Because working together with like different people, I learned that it has added a lot of value to our tribe. Namely, Ian, Eliza, Tabby, Huda, Lisa, and Amber. Oh, and AJ. Somewhere. Yeah. So, I witnessed how like everybody could give inputs to each other in our planning phase for our clan meetings. For example, like Ian shared that he had a role of connecting people instead of being the only one connecting to everyone, but he helped to glue everybody together. We also came together to pray for every clan member, specifically by name. Whether or not they turn up, we will still pray for them. Amber also shared about how she and her... She and AJ had a buddy system plan so that they will pair up a younger person with an older person in their clan. And so all these inputs were given to each other and were shared with a heart of generosity so that everybody can build on that input and that idea for their own clans. Secondly, I was also very blessed by how every member of different ages participated meaningfully during all the clan meetings that I've been to. So for example, like when I came in to sit for Ian and Eliza's clan, like I realized there was actually a whole clan full of introverts. And it was very quiet, yeah. But there was something that was popular, I mean, that was contrary to popular belief, was that it was actually a very comfortable environment where everybody could just share their peace in a consistent pace. So even if there were moments of silence, they were not moments of awkwardness. And it actually created a very safe environment for everyone to co-learn with each other. So as a whole tribe, I felt that we achieved we achieved unity in diversity. We achieved unity in diversity through the same word, the same spirit, and through real and honest fellowship. I felt that every relationship and connection formed is evidence of Christ, from strangers to acquaintances, and then to different age group friends. In a span of 3 weeks, I saw that many of our differences were the ones that put us together. And because each person had something special to offer up to build up the body of Christ, the larger body of Christ, and every individual person in my tribe is special, and each person's presence to the tribe is very valuable. Yeah, so that's from what I think. Yeah. And then on to David's piece.
David thanks God for this opportunity to be a tribe leader in this. It was a slight insight into how a team leader / soup's role is like. It really taught David that he has to be real intentional because he wasn't. And no one could really fault you for it because no one watches over what you do exactly. And the JD job description is slightly less certain compared to a cell leader's of leading cell every week. So David learns that he really needs to be more intentional in following up and walking someone through their leadership journey. David thanks God for such an amazing thing that we did as a church together. And he really loved being able to go around to different clans as a tribe leader and seeing how various leaders lead their cell or how various people step out to serve in clan meetings. Smiley face. David truly enjoyed the first clan meeting he went for to Melody's clan. Attendance was good, and though varied in ages, everyone came together to really be a family and seek God together, smiley face. David loved how Joseph Tay and Jason Goh came down to the level of the Sec 1/2s in order to relate with them and really made them feel a part of the whole clan, smiley face. David feels like perhaps God was using this as a good way to shake you all out of your comfort zones. And honestly speaking, it really wasn't that tough for us to get out, for y'all to get out of your comfort zones. You really just need to put yourselves out there and roll with it. And David felt like God was calling all of us to disciple others and walk out our lives with people. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
All right, can we give the tribe leaders of Cornerstone, Heartlanders, and University a round of applause for their effort to share with us? Yeah. Okay, so we have reached the halftime, right? If this was a wedding, right, then this will be where there will be an item. So our item for today is actually a skit directed by Brian Wong, Brian Gason, script by Brian Gason, that's right, and Brian Wong also, right? And you'll see different ones. Not all of them are tribe leaders because not all the tribe leaders are here, and you'll hear from the storyline what happened to them. So the skit will start in 10 seconds, okay? So let's count down. 10, 9...
These are your 6 champions. The 6 that have been there from the very beginning, bending together against the king's captors to save him. Since then, they have been on many impossible missions together fighting against the evil king, Jeff. The 6 use their different strengths to complement one another against the adversary. The battle here is no different from the rest. the six champions were easily able to overcome the enemy yet again. Where was it?
Picnic.
Once again, just like always, the champions went for their celebration feast. At the feast prepared by the town, they started to recount their previous mission.
Wow, God has really come true for us during TOTT. Do you know, actually, right, God helped me lead worship a cappella, even though that day I had a sore throat.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, you know, as a tribe leader, when I went to all the clans, I really saw how each member had a role to play, whether they were young or they were old, and they really worked together as a body in Christ, and it was really amazing to me.
Well, I remember that time, like, before this, we found, like, campus people very hard to understand, but, like, then they're super chim, but now we understand!
My fellow champions, this morning, we have a problem. The evil King Jeff has captured Lieutenant Yu Zhou, Sir David, and Minister Matthew! We have to return to our separate homelands to overcome this trial.
No! Each other. We can't leave each other! I think...
There.
Surely, we'll miss each other at times like this. But we need to go back to our different friends in our different segments and cells because they need us. They need us to be their hope and to be their light. So who will help them in this time of need? Who will be the first to set aside differences? Who will go out to the world and help the poor and needy?
Who will be the Nehemiahs who will pray and intercede for our city?
Who will be the speaker of truth in this generation?
Who will stand up and be counted for?
Will you?
Can we give them a round of applause for that? They only had half an hour today to rehearse and half the time I was talking and Brian Wong was talking also. Can we give Brian Wong and Brian Gason and EY, who was the narrator, a round of applause? Yes. So that was our skit, and if you didn't catch the meaning behind it, what they were actually saying was actually that this time the tribes has come to an end. Right, but we actually, this mission is not over. Like, we return back to our segments and ourselves, right? With the same mission that we want to be the kind of people that God wants us to be. We want to be a people of God, right? So, yes, that was the point of the skit. So, now the next tribe will be Ryan, Rakyat. Yes, who will come to share their sharings and reflections. Yay. So let's give them a round of applause.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Joy. This is Charmaine. We are from Rakyat. And now Charmaine will open us with her sharing. Please encourage her.
Thank you. Okay, so let me share first what I am thankful for during the time of the tribes. Okay, so firstly, I'm thankful for, like, the willingness of KUS youth. I know that TOTT is not an easy project, and it challenges us all to step out. And, to see so many of y'all step up is, encouraging, and it amazes me. And so from, like, leading equipping sessions and clans to preparing for clan time, I saw how, like, each one put in effort and time to make it happen. Yeah, and then so all of a sudden, age doesn't matter. So I'm as young as y'all. So there's no one incident that impacted me very greatly. But then whenever I look at the effort that people put in, I feel very hopeful and encouraged. Like, for example, when I visited a clan, the word I see, he really, like, prepared for work, you know, like, highlight stuff, write notes. It's like in JC. But because he's in JC. Yeah, and then even the Word document, right, like not the Microsoft one, the Word, that piece of paper, had a lot of, like, effort put into it. And it's just very amazing to see that all this is done by, you know, KUS youth. So seeing like how all these equipping sessions also were done by KUS Youth, I feel like we've all grown as a ministry, and that I see how God has deposited something unique in each one of us to serve Him. Hey, John.
Wonderful. Okay, we chose the name Rakyat because it means people, and I think what I'm really, really grateful for is the people, like all of you guys, that God has brought together. I think it was really amazing seeing like all you precious like individuals coming together and supporting one another and loving one another. Like when I visited Jolene and Isabel's clan, which is this clan, last week, I was really amazed, like, just because, like, you can see there's only 5 of them, but I was so amazed at how they work together and how, like, God really placed each of them there for a purpose. Like, for example, we were waiting for our crispy, happy potatoes. No, you can't see it. Crispy, happy potatoes to cook, and it took a long time because we didn't know what temperature to set. But somebody said, oh, let's play a game, and then their icebreaker IC said, just like, okay. And then he pulled up some game, and then we entertained ourselves. And I thought that was really wonderful. And, like, Chester, the middle one, he's not the kind to sing very loudly, but the rest of us helped him out, and he was leading worship. So I thought that was wonderful. Back to Charmaine.
Yes. Hi again. So, okay, so what I feel that God is doing is basically revealing more of who we are to us the entire time of the tribes. Like, God speaks to us when we are in our comfort zones, and He speaks also when we're outside of it. So, for most of us, we, in the last few weeks, we've all been out of our comfort zones, and, we did something we have not done before, but now that you did it, you know you can do it. So you can do it again. and things like, leading word and worship is not the cell leader's job. So, you know what to do. But on the other hand, if we allow God, I think God can also use time of the tribes to reveal our heart to us. So for me, I serve in campus ministry where most of the people are around my age. So I haven't really had someone much younger lead word before. So when I sit in during clan time and there's someone younger leading word, then sometimes I'll find myself have the urge to like, you know, try and add in stuff to make it better, stuff like that. And then, and then I'll think about how I would have done it, and then, you know, like a lot of thoughts. But then it's in those moments where I remind myself to listen humbly and to just receive from whoever that is sharing. So in that sense, apart from God revealing to us, you know, what we can do, I think He also is doing something in our hearts.
Great. Can we have the slide up? Yeah, so even before Time the Track started, I was thinking a lot about the body of Christ and what it means to be a body of Christ. And I think I really saw like the radiant body during this time. Even though there was only like a few meetings, we only saw each other a few times. But like God really showed how beautiful the church can be. Yeah. And I saw like each of the members flexing their individual muscles to support one another and in their unique way. So next. I saw the hands serving and supporting one another, like food and water. And how even if the person leading sung worship is shy, like the rest of us step in and we encourage one another. And I saw feet going out today to bless others, stepping out of the comfort zones with faith. And I saw the mouths speaking sincere prayers over one another every single week. And I think I saw the love that God placed in our hearts for one another and, binding us together as one people.
Amen.
Marikita? That's right.
Wait. Can we do it again? A bit louder. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Marikita?
Rakyat!
Okay, that's much better. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Alitia, and this is supposed to be Matthew, but he's CMI today, so he said he's really sorry, but I say it's okay, lah, because I will share on his behalf. So it begins. Reflecting upon the time of the tribes, it is amazing how time flies. What's more amazing is how we've come together as a tribe and as a community. Okay. During these weeks, Matt and I are humbled and reminded that the church is more than just the cells that we are in, more than the ministries we are in.
visiting the clans, it was amazing to see a group of acquaintances or even strangers commit to coming together to fellowship and serve God. We are so heartened to see many rise up and take on different roles, regardless of how small the roles are, to bring it all together for the clan. Personally, I think it's difficult to point out a specific moment that impacted me, but out of the three clans I visited, I think one thing that each member exemplified was the heart of service. Just to name a few examples, we have Ethan and Grace, who boldly led worship for the first time in front of a group of strangers. A cappella, so that was really hard. But Ethan was playing the cajon. Arena, who taught the clan a new song, she was really, really passionate about that. And I was really surprised, because usually people will stick with what's familiar to them. Rofe, Philemon, Brian, and Joel, who were really, really passionate about sharing the word and asking people to think about very difficult questions, which are very stimulating, so that was great as well. And also a special shout out to Andrew, who was super on about the outreach and who helped me with the outreach and debrief and everything. Yeah, and of course, last but not least, our clan leaders who really, really tie everything together. They were ones to communicate with all the our whole tribe, and man, I really couldn't have done it without y'all. Yeah, so man, I see God molding servant hearts and raising up more and more leaders with courage, passion, and a heart of humility. We pray that even as the time of the tribes draws to a close, we will all take what we have learned and not let this just be another event. Thank you.
Okay, hi everybody. I'm Natasha and he's Bio. And yeah. And we led Tribe Hamutuk, and what it actually means is together in Tetum, right? Yeah. So before we even started to lead this tribe, Bio and I got together and we asked ourselves what we wanted the tribe to take away, more than just the vision of TOTT, what else we wanted them to take away. And the first point that we wanted them to encounter was to know God for themselves. And to really encounter Him through their service. And the second one was to really encourage all the different members, to whether young or old, to really come and help one another and disciple one another. Yeah. Next slide. Yeah. And okay, so during the family service weekend, we actually met together also for a picnic to just come and bond and have fun. And I think during this time when we just came together and we actually mixed them from different clans to be in different groups, we saw how like we could even get to know one another and have fun, though we were actually, many of them were strangers to each other, which was actually very heartwarming. Yeah.
Okay, so next I'll share about our outreach. So today, actually, we participated in a carnival actually for about 300 children in a nearby region. And I think the thing that really impressed me was the way that you guys love the kids. I think whether it was simple things like, you know, planning for the games, you know, the way you decorated your booths, your stalls, even if it was going up to MC, you know, for the contest, or even if it was, you know, jumping on the bouncy castle and just playing with the kids, I think that really reflected your love, lah. And I think that even as a tribe, you know, even as a church, even as we come together to learn to love each other, we can then go out into the community and also love others as well. So I'm really very impressed by each and every one of you and the way you showed love to the kids today. Yeah. So the other thing is, some things that we noted over the weeks that really impressed us was, for myself, I think first thing was seeing the young ones step up. I think we had people like Sec 1s, you know, lead word and all that. And not just, I think it's not just that y'all are young and that y'all can do all these things, but also that we also see older people coming alongside you guys and also equipping y'all for that. So I'm also very impressed by the older ones. You know, the way y'all invest into the younger ones, I think that's very commendable. And the other thing is also that we really want to thank you guys for being vulnerable in sharing your lives. I know it's sometimes quite scary to share so openly in such a new group with people and all that. But a lot of you guys, you know, when y'all shared openly, I think it then gave the ground for others to share as well. Yeah.
I think also another eye-opener for me was when I saw some people who I would call them people with different abilities. And I think in these clans where I really saw their place in the clan, where they really contributed much, and there was such purity in their hearts, and it really reminded me of what actually Jesus is pleased with, which is a pure heart and just really being very genuine and real, which I think constantly opens my eyes to realize what it means to be a child of God. And another thing that really I think I really learned a lot from the clan leaders as I sat in, and also from BO through really just observing how you guys lead as clans. I think that was quite amazing to be able to allocate and to equip your members and encourage them and even seeing how you are willing to really entrust them with their roles even when it was their first time. I think that was quite amazing, and it was something that I could take back into bringing back to myself. And yeah, and I think that all of you really were really wonderful, and I could really see how everyone really had a role to play, whether in secondary school, JC, Poly, or in uni, everyone like within the clan all somehow helped each other. And I really got to see like how it gave me a lot of hope to be able to see that what the church could be like and what the church is. And under just 4 weeks, it was really very amazing to be able to see that. Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shall we just give all the tribe leaders a round of applause again? Now tonight is really a time of celebration, but I just want to take the next few minutes to talk to you about what are we celebrating. All right, just three things. Just give me a few minutes to talk about the three things, because it's important that we remember these three things even as TOTT come to a close. Now tonight, we are not celebrating TOTT per se, but we are celebrating much more than that. Right, so very quickly, what are the three things that I feel we can celebrate? Is number one, we are one body. Right, number one, we are one body. You see, maybe about in August, I shared this verse. Right, let me read it to you. Romans chapter 12, verse 4. It says, "For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them." Now, in many parts of the world, unfortunately, even in churches, we tend to divide when there are differences. Maybe because of race, social background, economic background, all kinds of differences tend to divide people, including the church. But I think what we can really celebrate tonight is that we are one body. That in spite of our differences, we can come together as one. In your tribes, in your clans, this time round we do something very different from what we usually have. We have people of all age groups and so on and so forth. All other kinds of differences. But we have managed to come together as one body. And in fact, in Romans chapter 12, it tells us that differences is not a reason to divide. In fact, differences is really the advantage that we have to unite together. We are all made differently, right? So we have different giftings, we have different passions. Some of us love to bake, some of us love to sing, and all kinds of things. And we realize that God created us all different for that one reason. So that we can use our different giftings, etc., etc., to serve one another. So when we look at this church with so much diversity, we truly can be united. And I guess this is really the essence of friendship. You know, friendship is not about me coming and trying to look for people that we are very familiar with, we are very similar with, to make friends with. Right? But friendship is really about us. True friendship is about us learning how to give and serve. Right? Only friendships that are outward-looking, friendships that are self-giving, will last. And this is something that we can thank God for, because He has taught us how to be one body. Amen? Right? Second of all, it is for us to celebrate that we are the church. Now this is really part of our vision of us learning to be the church and not just coming to do some church thing. So this season is a time for us to remember that to be the church is not to be the church only during the confinements of the church program or the church building, but to be the church is for us as people to be the church at all times. And I'm sure that, you know, today as you have gone out in your clans and your tribes, you have a taste of what it means to be the church out there to the world. And my prayer is that as you celebrate, you also remember that, so that as you go back to your schools, you know, your families, you remember and you will express it. Right? You'll be the church to the people who really need to know Jesus Christ. I just want to share, like, very quickly a short testimony that I experienced this week. Now, I have a friend who for quite a long while, right, many years ago, he came to visit Kus and another church. And the reason why he came to church is not because he's a Christian, but it's because he wants to find friends. And to cut a long story short, after many disappointments, he felt that he couldn't find any friends, so he just left. So in that sense, I was the only friend who continued to keep in touch with him. Right, but God just helped me about 2 years ago to see a certain need in his life. He has a very strange phobia, which I won't mention because of privacy. But at one point of time, I was just so convicted that I shouldn't just be telling him to overcome it, but there's something that I can do, right, in person to accompany him and help him to overcome it. So this week, we had a chance to meet up with him again. I was really so encouraged that after that time we had together, he overcame the phobia thoroughly, right? In fact, in the past, he was very afraid of that thing. But nowadays, it's the other opposite. He really loved it. So that to me is the extent of what we can experience when we choose to be the church to people. In my case, because of the prompting that God has given me and I choose to act in obedience, I have seen a real impact of how God used me to bring about a certain level of healing and restoration to a friend such that he overcame that phobia completely. And now, he is experiencing so much more in life because of how he overcame that. And because of that, you know, we had the chance just to talk. And compared to really other times that I had, I was able just to share different testimonies with him, how God has worked in my life. And I recognize that this friend of mine, right, he may not be attending church services anymore. But for him, I am his friend. I am the church to him. And that's why I pray for all of you tonight, right? Time of the Tribes is a place where you recognize that church isn't just about you coming to receive some sort of feeding and help from certain people, an elite group of people to serve you. But it's about all of us coming to serve one another. So that with that we can all be equipped in different ways. And with that, in that one body, we can all go out to make a difference to this world. So remember that. Because when you go back to your schools, you can really be the church to the people who need to know Jesus. And last but not least, the third thing that we can be celebrating is that we have a faithful God. A faithful God who is always, right, in all situations. Actually, I don't really have to say this because when you say faithful, it means all the time, right? God cannot be faithful sometimes. Because if he's faithful sometimes, then that's actually not faithful. So be faithful means all the time, right? All the time God has been good. And that reminds us that through all seasons of life, particularly even in this time of the tribe season. Now, there may be times that we have tried certain new things and we might have felt that we have succeeded. There might be times that we have tried certain new things and we might have felt that we have failed. Right? We have not done so well. But regardless of those times, because in all times, God is faithful, therefore, we can be thankful. Right? So this is something that we want to celebrate in all kinds of experiences that you have faced in this season. We celebrate that God is faithful. And because he has been faithful in this season, we know that for the rest of your life, in other situations that you might go through, maybe even for those who are going through exams the next few weeks, you know that God will be just equally faithful to you. And I think that one of the ways that we really see a representation of how God has been faithful to us in this season is by the way that he molds and shapes our character. And that is also one of the reasons why for the past 2 weeks, I've been sharing with you about things like humility and responsibility. And I shared with you the way that I did, right? I didn't say that this is something that you cultivate for yourself, but rather I talk about this is something that God is actually doing in your life right now, Right? When you go through certain kinds of situations, including those very difficult ones, God is using those situations to humble you. When you go through so many certain times where you have to take on big responsibilities, this is also how God is entrusting to you so that you will mature. So even in this season, right, when we celebrate time of the tribes, we are experiencing God's grace. Even those times where you learn from others, or you learn from your mistakes, or you learn through all kinds of experiences, God is using those situations to mold you, to shape your character, to be more Christ-like. And for this, we know that, you know, whatever God has done won't just stop here. And that even after this season, that you'll continue to experience the same hand of God, the same work of God over your lives. So I'm just going to, in a moment's time, just ask AJ and the team to come to lead us in a time of closing worship. But I want to recap, right, by saying that this is really a time for us to remember to celebrate three truths. And what are they again? Number one, that we are one. Are you still awake? Okay, we are one. Right, and we are the. And we have a faithful. Alright, three things. We have a faithful God, we are the church, we are one body. Now what does it mean to have a faithful God? The response for us is to continue to trust God for all aspects of our lives and to express our worship to Him. And I think one of the ways that we can do that is to express our worship to Him by representing Christ to this world, right? Being the church to your friends, especially those who need to know Jesus. And for us, you know, to remember that we are one body, continuing to worship God by serving one another, loving one another, caring for one another, regardless of our differences, regardless of our backgrounds. Amen? So with that, I just want to leave these 3 points with you today. You know, at the end of the day, it's really about having a joyful heart, celebrating and thank God for His faithfulness. Shall we just stand? Right? And even as AJ leads us in this song, right, let's just take this time to really just remember God's faithfulness individually. Right? Whatever you have experienced, right, I didn't go into the specifics, but for you individually, right, you may not have a chance like your tribe leaders to stand out on stage to testify like that, but you definitely can bring your thanksgiving to the Lord in your own way. And in your own, you know, circle of friends, you definitely can thank God for the different things that He has done in your life. Shall we just do that? You know, come with really thankful hearts to thank Him for who we are and thank Him for who He is in our lives. Amen.
Okay, let's, even as we conclude time of the tracks, let's just sing this song together as a church. There's not going to be any music playing, so we're going to depend on your voices as well. Jesus be the center of our church. Jesus be the center of our church. And every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess You, Jesus. Jesus. Sing it again. Jesus be the center of our church. Jesus be the center of our church. Oh, every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess You, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Jesus be the center of our church. Oh, Jesus be the center of our church. Where every knee will bow Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters, and nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center, and everything revolves around you. Jesus, you at the center of it all, at the center of it all.
So Father, we just want to say, Lord, we want to thank you that you are the center, Lord Father, and we place you back, Lord Father, as the center of our church. And Father, I pray that, you know, we just seal time of the tribes, Lord Father. Whatever the experience was for us, Lord Father, we commit it to you, Lord Father. We give it to you, Lord Father. And God, we recall and remember Pastor Peter's points, Lord Father, that we are a body, we are your church, Lord Father. And we want to, last of all, remember your faithfulness. So we thank you, Lord Father, for this entire service. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Alright, church has not ended, okay? For those of you who need to go, you can go, but we are going to have two songs of celebration. So if you guys want to come to the front to just celebrate with us the end of Time of the Tribes, do come to the front, right? Just don't be scared. Do this and celebrate with Jesus. Amen.
Hey, you guys can come in front and sing along. Bow to Jesus.
shout because you are good to me.